Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to bring some thoughts to you before I bring on my guest. And she doesn't even know I'm going to do this, but I think she'll understand. We watched a New York primary last night. We watched a lot of rhetoric. We watched a lot of talking, a lot of talking heads, a lot of opinions, political opinions. I didn't hear a lot about the Constitution, but I heard a lot about opinions, and of course I have my own opinions. But I wanted to bring to you, and I was looking for this quote, and I found somebody's little blog, and I thought, you know, it's exactly what I would have written. But it's the old, old quote of Martin Niemöller. When the Nazis came for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they locked up the social democrats, I remained silent. I was not a social democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I did not speak out. I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent. I wasn't a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. First they came. It's a good argument against political apathy. Just because what is happening politically is not happening to you right now, does that mean it never will? We are having similar situations here in the United States where the Republicans and the Democrats, they call them Republicrats, are two sides of the very same party. They're performing the very same act right under our noses, and it's up to us to smell the salts before it's too late. They are doing the same thing, and they do have a monopoly. These two parties have become so big and so arrogant that they have a monopoly. Well, this gentleman goes on to write, I was afraid of drugs harming people, so I made them illegal. It's funny. There seems to be harder drugs now. I was afraid of guns killing people, so I made them illegal. It's funny. There seems to be more violence now. I was afraid of immigrants taking jobs, so I made them illegal. It's funny. There seems to be more offshoring now. I was afraid of free market cheating people, so I limited it. That's funny. There seems to be more black markets now. I was afraid of dissent breeding terrorists and to kill people, so I made dissent illegal. It's funny, there seems to be more people protesting. I was afraid of freedom, so I made it illegal. It's funny, I still feel afraid. We need to be active. We could replace these with the words guns, with the words ammo, with the words unborn. With the words of your opinions, now they're wanting to fine and punish you over an opinion. We could say our animals, our livestock, our land. Do you know what's really going on behind the scenes of all these primaries? Just before Rome fell, the most important thing to the people was entertainment. Where are your priorities today? Is it entertainment? Will our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren be shedding blood because we sought for entertainment? Today I have with me, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, and it's Mindy Patterson. We haven't had Mindy on for a while, but we're going to have her and some other friends of hers on a regular basis as we march forward trying to preserve liberty. She has the foundation that's called the Cavalry Group. I'm all caught up in liberty. The Cavalry Group. And I welcome today Mindy. Mindy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Your opening statement and everything was just incredibly powerful. It it chokes me up because apathy is alive and well right now across our country. And, you know, you have been sounding the alarm for quite some time, and we continue to get swallowed up incrementally.
Oh, we do. And, you know, I don't have it in front of me. I'll bring it up, and we might share it later, but I think we have an awful lot to talk about. But that old poem, you know, Out of Bondage, you know, where we ended up, and we end up right back where we started. You start out in bondage, and then you get apathetic, and you do all these things, and next thing you know, you've turned around, and you're back into bondage. And I think the American people have been way too comfortable for too long. They're waking up. I do believe they're waking up, but I'm not sure if it's going to be quick enough.
Well, I hope to the contrary, but, you know, I will die on that hill like many others who are yeah. working so hard to protect liberty, you know, and protect our founding principles and the country that we know and love and want to preserve.
So things just aren't as they used to be. And people don't realize what's going on. We see these stories of Bundy and Hammond and Wayne Hage. That goes back a long way. And we think, well, that doesn't have anything to do with us.
They said the same thing about Proposition B, or the Puppy Mill Cruelty Prevention Act, when it came to Missouri in 2010. Oh, that doesn't have anything to do with me. It had everything to do with everyone. If you eat, then you are a part of agriculture. And within the definitions and the language of that legislation, it had everything to do with our food producers. And that's the tricky thing. All of this activist-driven legislation that's happening at the local, state, and federal level is all this feel-good legislation on the outside, and on the inside is a communist agenda to destroy private property and ruin people's business.
And we see it happening. You mm-hmm. travel a great deal, so I know that you see it happening from state to state in counties across our own state. As we mm-hmm. watch and see the boarded up buildings or the closed buildings, the fallen apart buildings, because nobody can afford, they just can't afford their businesses anymore. I mean, even, you know, I'm sitting right here on the square of the county seat in Montauk County. The courthouse is just cattywampus from me. There's a bank right across the street. Actually, there's two banks right across the street. And there's apartments and there's, you know, but the square that used to be buzzing and busy, it's pretty silent, except when everybody's marching in and out of court.
Things are not so buzzing and busy anymore, and the media, who I believe are willing accomplices to the progressive agenda, they're out there telling everybody that everything's great, that the economy is just humming along, and it's not. It's not. They're lying to the American people as well. Who can we believe out there? That's the tough part. We're being lied to on both sides of the aisle. The media is not telling us the truth. So this is when it all boils down to self-reliance, as you started talking about in your opening statements, the importance of self-reliance and liberty. We don't need the government to tell us what to do or how to do anything. We have to be more, we can't rely on government for anything. We don't need more government, but there are those who are wanting the handouts.
We mm-hmm. are the government, and we failed to understand that. Mm-hmm. Those guys in D.C. or in whoever state capital, they answer to you. Now, that doesn't mean you need to be all arrogant and nasty about it. We need to respect. But, you know, we're getting ready to go into a break, Mindy, but I was going to mention that I don't know if you've paid attention. I'm certain that you have. But Jeb Bush, he's come out. He's not going to go to the GOP convention. Of course, there's all kinds of hoopla over what's going to happen at this GOP convention. And now John McCain says he's not going to go. You know, it isn't about the people. You know, and I really don't care if they don't go. But my question is there going to be some crime perpetrated there and they don't want to be at the scene? I'm a little suspicious. And then, of course, Peter King, you know, way back when, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, he was going to jump off a bridge if Ted Cruz got the nomination. Now he says he's going to take cyanide. You know, I'm thinking,
please.
Where do they get the fact that they think they're so important? We're going into a break. Mindy and I are going to discuss and tell you some things that are coming up and going on. When we come back, the number to call is 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6508.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, visiting today with Mindy Patterson. Mindy Patterson is with the Cavalry Group, not just with the Cavalry Group. She is the Cavalry Group. And, you know, we always like to think about the Cavalry's here. You know, they're going to come save us. And you're doing your best. You're doing your best. And I know that you are one busy girl. Mindy is just like I am. We just have poured everything we've got into this battle and into this fight. And we're trying our hardest to bring hope, to bring truth, and to pull people together and make them active. You were talking about agriculture is about everyone. There is a common denominator between all my listeners, between all Americans. Many of them fail to understand it, but it is the agriculture. It is our food. It is our properties. It is our livestock, our animals, whether it's a pet or a cow. Some people have cow cats, I guess, but your horse, whatever it is. You know, we've had Mindy on. We've been fighting the horse and carriage battle there in New York. And we've fought so many battles together. That one is won temporarily. But, you know, these battles never end. They just keep coming at us. And they are distractions as well as infringements on our liberty. But I know that you stay on top of these things, and I need people like you, Mindy. I need people like you.
And we need people like you, Beth. I mean, it's important to educate, and that's the keystone of everything that we are trying to accomplish. You know, once you inform people of what this is all about, then they can take up arms and help fight the battle, you know. But if we don't inform people as to what is really at stake here, they're going to go along like lemmings with everybody else and believe the propaganda.
And it's so easy because the propaganda is right in front of them. You know, when we were talking about the Prop B, how that was just, I mean, plastered all over the airways, the TV, the radio, with their sad pictures of the animals. And they were untrue. And people failed, and good people, because I know some, and I said, you did what? You voted for that?
Yep.
He said, well, my wife voted against it, so we marked each other out. I said, you need to call me. You know,
exactly.
And because they didn't understand what the underlying was.
And the Humane Society of the United States counts on that. You know, their name alone is very deceptive. The Humane Society. And they're anything but humane. And they raise money on the backs of animals. They are the ones who exploit animals. They accuse those who work with and raise and breed animals as the ones who exploit, but that couldn't be any further from the truth. The Humane Society of the United States is the deceptive organization that exploits animals to raise money with the false assumption that those who breed animals are abusing animals. And it's an animal rights ideology behind their organization that is pushing this feel-good, fuzzy legislation that too many people don't read past the summary, because we're all for animal welfare, all of us. But little do they know that hiding behind this masquerade of animal welfare is an ideology that wants to take away our animals, that wants to destroy private property and our ability to own these animals in our lives, whether you're in agriculture or the pet industry, it's incrementally destroying our ability to own these animals and breed these animals for food, fiber, fuel. It's in the pet industry. It's really scary because right now, they've made huge strides. They've set these goals out to, change things at SeaWorld, for example, and Ringling Brothers. The elephants are no longer in the show as of this year. This is really sad what's happening. They're taking these animals out of our lives, and it's all hiding behind this false facade of that people who work with these animals abuse these animals. And we need, our side needs to stand up and say no, because the people who work with animals know best as to what is best for these animals, that's rooted in animal husbandry. We're allowing the animal rights activist to change policy, change the way people do business in working with and raising animals, and we need to stop bending to their will. But they use bully tactics and extortion to change things, to force people to change how they do business and work with animals, and we just need to stop.
The Democrat Party and the Republicans, the politicians, the Democrat Party particularly, they're constantly telling us that there's a war against women. They're telling us there's a race problem in the United States. They're telling us that we need to be concerned about people's feelings. But you don't hear them telling us you have property rights. We don't hear them telling us you have freedom of speech. No, because it's important to not hurt somebody's feelings more than it is about your speech. And now they're wanting to fine you, punish you for your opinion over climate change. And all these things, they're deceptive. They're not just deceptive, they're out and out lies.
Mm-hmm.
They are race baiting. They are women baiting. They are baiting you for emotions. And it's not a bill of feelings, it is a bill of rights. And it is just crazy to me, Mindy, that people are willing, these students in college are marching around for safe spaces. Well, what are they going to do when there is no place safe? left in the United States of America. It's not going to be about your feelings, my friend.
Feelings don't pay the bills, but of course, you know, those that believe that the government will also take care of them. And since you bring up the young people and the millennials, I've been watching these crazy rallies for Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. and it is a reminder right in our face that we have dropped the ball by allowing this agenda to get into our schools. And parents have not been paying attention. Kids have not been paying attention. We're no longer rooted in the Constitution. And these young people are being indoctrinated. And they come out of college and go to work on Capitol Hill, a lot of them.
And start all over again.
These young people are the firewall to a lot of our elected officials, which is really scary because they're the ones that are, you know, deciding whether or not some of these, they should co-sponsor some of the bills that we're fighting against. And we wonder why a lot of these congressional members sign on to these bills that are sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States. And it's because these young 20-somethings are working in the office, congressional offices, and explaining the legislation to these people. But our kids are being indoctrinated, whether it's the animal rights agenda or other progressive issues. You know, you reap what you sow. And unfortunately, we have been, allowing these colleges and universities to spoon feed this to our young people, and now they're out there voting.
You know, young people, particularly, all of us are to some degree, but as we grow older, not so much. We start living in reality. But young people are driven by emotions. And they don't see the fact that their rights and their liberties are fading away because they're putting emotions in front of, or feelings in front of, rights. They don't understand and see the fact that they sign a petition to repeal the First Amendment, that they're signing away their right to sign a petition. They don't understand that. They're driven by feelings. And, you know, people that want to manipulate, they know that. They know that. For a fact, that's what drives these young people. And because they think they're invincible, for one thing. They think they're invincible, so they could do and say anything. But they're driven by emotions. Well, we shouldn't hurt so-and-so's feelings, or my feelings were hurt over that. And it becomes all about emotions and feelings, and nobody understands that it's going to be about your food. It's going to be about your property. It's going to be about your right to defend yourself, to protect yourself or your family, or to own a home, or to have a business, and to make a profit. I mean, Hillary got up there slamming the gun industry because those people make a profit. Really? Isn't that what business is all about? To make a profit? So you can hire people and they can have salaries and they can have jobs and they can provide for their families? There is a common denominator, and it is our agricultural industry. Now, I want to talk about what you were telling me yesterday on the phone about the foreign countries and the animals, the pets being brought in. I want to talk about that because I think it's very vital. We're going into a break. We will open up the phone lines. I'm going to ask you to wait until the next segment. That's 877. Well, I guess we're into that. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Lisa, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. And we're going to explain a little bit more about that and some things that are coming up that they're going to be hosting and promoting, and I'm going to help with that as best I can. But we have Skits from Nebraska on the line. Skits, what's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I was going to weigh in a little bit on this animal rights thing. Well, to begin with, I've been kind of adopted by a husky for about the last 15 years, and I can say unequivocally that my dog has about a 3-skyscraper higher ethical level than anything you're going to see on Wall Street, Washington.
I was going to ask you if he's treating you well.
Quite honestly, I kind of stay fairly cloistered for the simple fact that if I'd see somebody abusing an animal, cops usually pick the wrong target, and I would be the one to go to jail for doing something about it. But what I see with this Humane Society thing is that valid abuses and issues are being used by a certain few at the top who have infiltrated that society to use that as a cover for their own agenda.
Bingo.
And it's just kind of like the environmental issue. I grew up in Cleveland. The Cuyahoga River caught fire. I mean, some is, you know, it's like, you know, dumping all this crap into a river and killing. No. We got to clean the river. But they use that as, oh, we got to keep the clean environment. And they put up this agency and legislation, and they use it as a vehicle to destroy your rights.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's exactly what's going on. And none of us are for animal abuse. In fact, animal abuse is already a felony in all 50 states. We need to understand that we already have laws in the books. But the Humane Society of the United States and their ilk, which unfortunately includes many other splinter groups that are very well funded, are pushing legislation at the local, state, and federal level across the U.S. to take away our rights by using this so-called crisis that, you know, they claim they're going to solve. Well, we don't have a crisis to solve many times, like you've just explained. You know, the people who are not abiding by the laws and abusing animals definitely should be punished. But the point is they are using those situations to forward their agenda.
And their agenda, too, Skits, as you know, where they take in this this money, and they tell the people that are giving them the money for the membership or whatever for HSUS that they're going to use that for the animals. And very, very little of that ever goes to the animals or to the animal shelters. In fact, they had a here in mid-Missouri, there was some kind of a contest going on. And one of the shelters here in mid-Missouri won. And they were supposed to get money to add on to the shelter and increase it and da-da-da-da-da. And they had to fight to get it. They had to fight to get it. It was, they didn't expect it to happen, and they weren't going to give them the money. And they're not what they pretend to be. And their agenda isn't about protecting the animals. It's about ending property of animals. They have a whole different agenda. And anyway.
Again, too, it depends upon, you know, you judge the quality of a person by how he takes care of his quote unquote property. Okay, I have a pickup truck. That is my property. Well, the shape that it's in, it's my truck. Okay, Jazzy is, yeah, she's my dog. Well, okay, that, you know, if I abuse her, I no longer have a dog. Okay, so you just, you know, it tells you something about the quality and character. You know, a possession to me is not something to be just pushed around at somebody's whim. It's something to be, you know, to be nurtured, you know, well cared for. And yes, you know, then there's kind of like a symbiotic relationship more than a master slave.
And before I let you go, Skits, I'm going to ask you: do you eat meat?
Yeah, well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the agenda back behind all of this with HSUS and PETA and the SPCA is they don't want you to own an animal. They don't want you to eat an animal. The animals have the same rights as your children. They even go so far in the ASPCA to say bugs have the same right. And
some of the people I've had scant dealings with, deliberately scant dealings with. I mean, you know, they make it. There is valid point there, but you know, I mean,
I'm going to let you go, Skits, because I want to get into another conversation here with Mindy about the animals coming from overseas. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I want you to explain to my listeners what you were telling me yesterday.
Well, you know, actually, the person who's the expert is Jay Kitchener, who works with us closely, and I know he will be on with you at a future date. But in the thumbnail view is that a lot of these animal rights organizations are betraying the American people and leading them into believe that rescuing a dog from a shelter, and again, you know, it's your choice. If you want to do that, that's fine. But a lot of these groups are vilifying the breeders while they are promoting rescues and getting a dog from a shelter under the idea that, you know, these dogs have no, you know, they're extra dogs that have no home, they're homeless dogs. But the fact of the matter is the rescues and shelters are, a lot of them across the country, are empty. So how are they filling that void? We're allowing dogs to be shipped in from foreign countries by the airplane load there, and they're spilling into shelters and rescues. And don't think for one minute that these shelters and rescues that are 501c3s, by the way, they are making a profit from this. And so they're selling these animals for quite a pretty penny. Sometimes they're even purebred dogs coming over from Turkey, Mexico, what have you. Meanwhile, they're vilifying the dog breeders. And you talked earlier, Beth, about vilifying making a profit. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a trend, political trend right now, and it folds over into all of these things that we fight against at the Cavalry Group in protecting our members. But, you know, there's this vilification that someone should not make a profit from breeding and raising animals. And it's wrong. You know, if they're in business, there's obviously supply and demand. Let's take dog breeders, for example, for puppies. It's a big industry because people love puppies and dogs and they want to buy a purebred dog or a mixed breed. But they're fighting against this ideology that it's A, terrible to make a profit in doing so, and B, they're fighting against this emotional notion that it's much better to rescue, of course, this homeless animal. Well, these homeless animals aren't coming from here. They're coming from overseas. It's a scam. We're falling for it and allowing this to happen. And something you said just before the break, which I think is really important, and you were talking about other issues, but it ties into our battles as well. Emotion is leading the way to deceive people. And so when it comes to animal industries, whether it's animal agriculture or the pet industry, we're allowing emotion, not animal husbandry, to get a hold of the consumers and the people that don't know better. And we really need to do a better job of communicating that to the general public, because the animal rights groups are working to eliminate any kind of human-animal bond or animals in human care, whether it's SeaWorld or a dog breeder or a horse stable, they are chipping away using emotion, not animal husbandry, to take hold with this egregious, onerous legislation to do away with everybody.
And they are also doing things that are illegal, but we won't go there. We're going into a break. Well, they are. You know, I both know that.
A whole other day.
That's a whole other show. We're going into a break. Mindy and I want to bring to you some other things that are coming up. 877-895-5410, and Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him. a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've been visiting today with Mindy Patterson. Mindy, this is the fastest hour of the day. We haven't even begun to talk about the things we thought we were going to talk about. What's that?
It always goes so fast when we're together.
It does.
There's so much to cover.
It does. You know, we're going to have to get a new pick. We've got that one pic of us together in St. Louis, and I keep posting that same pic. I posted that out today. We're going to have to get us a new pic when we come together here in June. So I want to talk about that a little bit. And that is one reason we're going to have several guests that Mindy is handpicking, and we're going to have them on the air, and we're going to talk about what is going on and how we can stand for liberty. And she is putting on, the Cavalry Group is putting on a Liberty Summit. They're calling it Liberty Summit 2016, and it's going to be in St. Charles, Missouri, and I want to talk about that a little bit. I want you to tell people what's going to happen.
Well, we have had many requests over the years to have some sort of conference, and as we have been so embroiled in this battle to protect those in animal agriculture and the pet industry, anyone who owns animals, because our organization, the Cavalry Group, is about protecting animal ownership and animal enterprise, we have seen the need to have the opportunity to everybody come together, because we represent not just one group of animal enterprise. We represent everyone from dog breeders to elephant trainers to exotic animal owners to people in the cervid industry, you know, you name it. So everyone is under attack right now. It is quite frankly exhausting, and every day is like whack-a-mole trying to fend off and play defense. You know, we have got to go on offense more often and to protect those who are growing and raising our food, and people who are providing animals for the pet industry and entertainment. We're so blessed in this country, and yet they're so under siege right now. And so this is an opportunity for everyone to come together who cares about all of these things. And people who are signing up for the Liberty Summit may not even necessarily be a part of these industries, but they understand the importance of these industries and their relation to the Constitution, private property, and liberty. So we've put together a lot, pretty big list of speakers. Everyone is bringing their expertise to the Liberty Summit. We've got someone coming from Humane Watch. Will Coggan from Humane Watch is coming. Beth Ann, you'll be speaking. Eva Hughes from the New York City carriage industry will be speaking. Ken Clippen from the National Association of Egg Farmers. I could go on and on. We've got a fantastic list of speakers, but everyone has something to offer for what they're, how they're fighting the animal rights groups and this onerous creep of incremental legislative reform that's happening across our country to take away our food sources, our pets, and at the very root of all of it is private property. You know, the facade are all these animals. You know, people get caught up in that, and we tend to get caught up in the weeds. This Liberty Summit is about a broader view and realizing this is an attack on our American way of life. This is an attack on our food producers, and very at the root of this is it's an attack on our constitutional rights to private property. So it's bringing all these different groups together who are fighting their own battles to unite as one force to push back. This is our opportunity to push back, and it'll be an opportunity, too, to roll up our sleeves and learn the tools to take home to back to your hometown or your state to be more effective in being on offense.
Well, and I know, too, that you had mentioned to me on the phone yesterday or last week when we talked that Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be a part of this, and he's going to be one of the speakers as well. And I'm excited about coming and being a speaker. I'm excited about who I'm going to meet. I'm going to meet some of the people I've had on air that I've talked to them, but I haven't met them. And it's exciting to me. And, you know, I always love getting out and meeting my listeners from every state that I'm in and that they hear and on the internet and on shortwave and my local affiliates that are from state to state. You know, I just enjoy that so much because I consider everyone to be my family these days. And I think you feel the same way. It's they think we touch their lives. They have no idea how much they touch our lives and how much we need American people to know and understand. This isn't something separated from your life. What is going on in agriculture? What is going on in this land? It's affecting every one of us. And we're not talking about your feelings either. We're talking about your rights and your liberty.
Yeah. Leave your emotions at the door. And one of the things that's really, quite frankly, really scary right now, you know, I've talked a lot today about how all of this animal rights ideology is worked its way into government and legislation to take away our rights. Well, one of the recent developments is that the Humane Society of the United States has partnered up with the National Sheriff's Association. And what exactly is the plan for that? And so that's one of the reasons we're having Sheriff Mack come and speak at the Liberty Summit is because he has, you know, started really promoting the importance of having a constitutional sheriff. I don't know if many people really know that means.
Let's throw this challenge out there. If you're listening and you're thinking this might be a good thing, get your sheriff there. See if you can't get your sheriff to come to this Liberty Summit and let hear Sheriff Richard Mack. And I know you're going to have other events, I'm sure, because there always are. You're going to have other events going on. I'm sure there's going to be some. I haven't really done my homework here and read through everything you've got. And I know you're still in the planning stage. But it's let me know what all I can do. But we're going to promote here and get as many people to St. Charles, Missouri as we can. Last time I was there was a tornado. Let's not do that again. People are going to think it's me.
Try to avoid that.
Coming in like, what was that character on Looney Tunes? The Tasmanian Devil.
Yes, the Tasmanian Devil. Oh, my gosh.
Well, last time it was with Sheriff Max Group, and Sheriff Clark was there getting an award, and they put us all in a little bunker.
Well, you know, we hear all the time how we all of agriculture and animal groups need to unite. Well, this is our chance.
Absolutely.
You know, this is our opportunity. And again, we all have different fine points to battle every day, but the one thing that brings us all together is the Constitution and
Absolutely.
Liberty. And that's the umbrella in which we're all uniting about and for in St. Charles, Missouri on June 24th and 25th.
I was going to say, we hadn't mentioned the date yet. I was going to get that out there. But Mindy, we're out of time. We're going to have several people on from Mindy's group and those that she's touched base with and those that are leaders in their in whatever realm that they're in, and they can help educate us and get us activated. Educate and activate. Let's come together at the Liberty Summit 2016. It's not just for Missourians. We're reaching out across all the borders in the states. We need to come together with the Cavalry Group, with CSC Talk Radio, and bring America home. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.